Take our seats. Welcome to our Sunday school time and our devotion time. I'm going to ask Brother Steve, would you open us in prayer this morning? Amen. If you have your Bibles, we're opening up to Ephesians chapter 2, continuing on our study on basics and getting back to basics. Ephesians chapter 2. I'll give you a second to get there. Ephesians chapter 2, we're going to begin in verse number 1, reading down through verse number 10. And you hath he quickened or reconciled, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Among whom also we all had our conversation in times past in the lusts of the flesh, of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. You may be seated. What we have here, Paul has written this letter to the church at Ephesus. And he is going through a couple of things. He's reminding us about a real basic concept in salvation. Real basic. And that is, number one, in the first three verses, Paul is reminding us of the sinful state of man. We are sinners. We are born sinners. Paul is reminding the church at Ephesus, and he's reminding us in future generations that we need to remember where we came from, because we don't want to go back to that allure of the world. You see, the world is great. Satan is great at making the worldly things look so superior. I mean, if I could just have millions and millions of dollars, that would take care of everything in my life. Well, I beg to differ, because my Father in heaven owns those millions and millions of dollars that you want to have. See, what God gives me is what I need, not what I want. And a lot of people get their needs mixed up with their wants. So Paul is reminding us, hey, we are a depraved creature. We are sinful in nature. We need help. Then he goes on in verse 4 through 10, and he's reminding us that our salvation comes through grace. We are saved by grace through faith. Now, that's where today's stop is on this road of basics. We need to realize that we love God because he first loved us. We love because God first loved us. See, I think in encouragement, we need to encourage one another in this. We need to remind each other from time to time, hey, you know what? God loved you so much, He sent His Son. Yeah, but I'm going through such a hard time right now. You know, I don't feel well. My job is they laid me off. I've got nowhere to turn. I have a friend that all they do is complain. My kids hate me. Nobody wants to help me. But you know, today I had to remind them, look, you need to go back, like David said, you need to go back to where you experienced the joy of your salvation. You need to get back to Christ. You know, you've tried everything else. You forgot that Christ can take care of it. That we don't need to rely on man. You know, it's funny because yesterday I got word that a very close friend of mine that I trained to drive a bus, I taught him how to drive a 60-passenger bus over at Liberty. And we were building the bus routes together. And we were building that bus ministry. And I've never seen a man so sold out to Christ as this person was. His name was Will Bowman. And we got word yesterday morning that sometime during that night, he had died of COVID in the hospital. He had just gone back into ICU. So he had been in there a couple of weeks. And he was in and out of ICU. His numbers were looking good. And they were talking about bringing him back out of ICU. Well, God said, no, Will, your race is done. God said, you've completed the job I had for you. He left here and went back east into Maryland and took over a youth ministry there and some homeless ministries back there. And he loved God. There's not one person that we would pass that Will would not take a track or go up and talk to him about Christ. He had his Bible with him all the time. As a matter of fact, when SSI called him in to talk to him about his daughter's SSI, when Social Security called him in, his daughter's name was Sunday, had cerebral palsy. She's playing piano for God right now. Praise God. His kids are serving God. This man, he took his attitude towards Christ into that Social Security office. And they were threatening to pull it because he listed, I tithe on this money. They wanted all to go to her. And he's always claimed his tithing on this when he put his yearly report in. He didn't shy from God. And God blessed him. Well, when he went home yesterday, you know, at first I cried because he's hearing those words. Well done. How many of us want to hear those words? How many of us really understand and forget, or maybe we forget sometimes, just why God loves us? Where does our salvation come? It comes from grace. God's grace. Grace meaning unmerited favor that God gave towards us through His Son. I got an example I want to show you. And you can use this. But nowadays, these are so prevalent in our lives. Everybody has a cell phone nowadays. And I want you to think about this, if you will, because when I heard this example, I thought this was great. This is us. This represents us. This hand does. This is sin. Guess what? Everybody has sin in their lives. And we hold on to it. The world, Satan makes the world look so great. And it makes it look such an awesome place. But with this sin, we're all headed to a place called hell. Now this hand represents Jesus Christ. Now please understand, I'm not being irreverent. I mean this reverently. But for this example, this is Jesus Christ. And God knew that because of our sin, we needed someone to come and take away that sin. Well, that was Jesus Christ. So He came. And He, look, if we don't surrender to God, look what comes between us and Jesus Christ. That sin comes between us. But if we allow Jesus into our heart and we accept His gift, He takes that sin, throws it away and forgets about it, so that now we can have fellowship one-on-one with Jesus Christ. Isn't that an awesome concept? We are saved by grace through faith. That not of ourselves, but it is the gift of God. If I were to say, Noah, I got a gift for you. You can have this. All you got to do is come up here and give me a dollar and it's yours. Guess what? That's not a gift. He's now trying to work to get that gift. God says, it's yours. No charge. All you got to do is accept it. This is how God works. And this is how, as I got to minister a little bit with Miss Bowman, with Will's wife, I've never seen such joy out of one person that has just lost her husband. This woman sat there and just glorified God. He's in God's hands now, Bill. I don't need anything. I know where he is. I know I'm going to get to see him again. Praise God, I get to see my husband again. And you know something? That's how Will wanted her to be. And that's how Will wanted everyone to realize about their gift of God. You see, God's grace, it says in 2 Corinthians 12:9, it says, God's grace is sufficient for me. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Jesus said this to Paul, and he's saying it to each and every one of us today. We don't need money. We don't need half the things, or we don't need really anything this world has to offer. All we need in our lives and all we need to get through this life is God's grace. That's your back to basics stop today. Is to go back and realize we need to get back to the place where we found the joy of our salvation. We need to get back to the grace of God. And we need to live our life according to that grace. Because when you do that, your heart surely will run over with joy and love from Christ. That's what salvation's all about. It's the grace of God. That's what it's all about. It's that He's prepared a place for us, and He's given us free access to it if we'll just reach out and take it. That's what we need to be sharing with people, is that gift. It doesn't take works. It just takes kneeling at the cross and accepting that gift. Let's stand.